Daddy, you're here! Grayer jumps up when Mr. X enters the living room late the next morning. Hi, I say, startled. I thought you were... Hey, sport, he comes over to sit on the couch. Where's Mommy? Grayer asks. Mommy's in the shower. His father grins. Have you had breakfast? I want cereal, he says, skipping in circles around the couch. Well, let's rustle you up some food. I could go for eggs and sausage. It is Thursday, right? It's not still Wednesday, because I already scratched Wednesday off on the little calendar I've carved into the wall by my bed. Mrs. X saunters in wearing a bikini top, sarong, and miles of exposed goose flesh. She's flushed with a post-coital glow and has the aura of victory about her. Morning, Grayer. Morning, you. She languorously comes up behind Mr. X, putting her hands on his shoulders and giving him a little massage. Darling, would you mind going to pick up the paper? He rolls his head back to look up at her and she grins, leaning down to give him a kiss. Sure. He comes around the couch, brushing his lips over her shoulder as he passes. Well, I've officially found the only scenario more uncomfortable than being around when they fight. As we hear the car start, she asks, Grayer, how'd you like a little baby brother or sister? I want a baby brother. I want a baby brother. He runs over to her, but she spatulas him and rebounds him back to me like a field hockey ball. The phone begins to ring as Mr. X pulls out of the driveway. Mrs. X takes his sweatshirt from the back of the couch and pulls it on over her head before picking up the heavy olive-green receiver. Hello? She stands listening expectantly. Hello? She adjusts her sarong. Hello? She hangs up. She eyes me across the room. I hope you haven't been giving this phone number out. No, only to my parents in case of an emergency, I say. She's halfway up the stairs when the phone rings again, bringing her back down into the living room. Hello? She asks, a fourth time, sounding annoyed. Oh, hi. Her voice is strained. No, he's not in. No, he decided not to leave today, but I'll have him call you when he gets back. Chenoweth, right? No champagne truffles for you, Miss Chicago. When Mr. X gets back, I go into the kitchen to help him unload and pull out the usual assortment of carcinogenic, sugar-free yogurts, tofu dogs, and snack wells. Did anyone call? He asks, pulling a single cheese pastry out of a small wax paper bag for himself as Mrs. X comes into the kitchen. Nope, she says. Why, were you expecting someone? Nope. Well, then that's settled. Ring, ring, ring. The next afternoon, as a plane flies low over the backyard, I wake to the shrill sound of the phone from inside the house, again. I unpeel my flesh from the rubber slats of the dilapidated lawn chair and stand up to answer the ringing, but it abruptly stops, again. Earlier this morning, I stood staring at a truck in the driveway as an old man unloaded three large rental bikes, wondering, with a heavy heart, if this implied that I was to ride with Grayer up on my shoulders. At this point, I doubt I'd so much as bat an eyelash if they suggested that I load him into my womb to make more room in the Land Rover. Grayer had to explain to his father that he could only ride the red 10-speed if it had training wheels. I still can't tell if this man is totally clueless or just insanely optimistic about Grayer's capabilities. At any rate, one adult bike was exchanged for a smaller one, and to my surprise, I was permitted to bow out of their excursion. They rode off toward town, leaving me with grand plans for a long jog, a leisurely bath, and a nap, but I seem only to have made it as far as sitting down on this deck chair in my running shorts and sports bra to put on my sneakers. Well, one out of three ain't so bad. I grope under the chair for my watch, grimacing as a sliver of wood slides under my fingernail. I pull the watch out and suck gently on the finger. They've been gone for an hour. I head inside, turn on the hot water in the kitchen sink, and thrust my hand under it. I finally get a free moment to myself for the first time in a week, and I have to spend it coaxing this house out of my very skin. Ring, ring, ring. I don't even bother to move. She gives up after the fifth ring. She seems to be losing her subtle edge. The hot water is unsuccessful, forcing me to gather a makeshift emergency kit consisting of a corn holder, matches, and a neglected bottle of Kettle One from the freezer. As I set up shop at the kitchen table, I stare down at the cracked green linoleum. I wish I could call up and order a fill-in friend, like a guy orders a stripper. Some young woman who would show up with Cool Ranch Doritos, margaritas, and a copy of Heather's. or at least some old Jane magazines. If I have to flip through Good Housekeeping from July of 98 one more time, I'm going to bake myself into an apple pie. I reach for the vodka. I untwist the top, pour a shot into a juice glass, and feel it roll onto my tongue. I pound the glass back on the table, turning it over like a cowboy. Ring, ring, ring. "He's not here," I shout over my shoulder. Suddenly, Mr. X throws open the screen door in his Donna Karen running pants. I freeze, but he barely notices me as he hurls his cell phone onto the rickety wing chair and strides to the stairs. I look out the front door where the silhouette of Mrs. X moves closer from a heap of grayer in the middle of the driveway. I toss the vodka into the freezer and run back into the living room just as the front door swings closed. She eyes my midriff. "Get him ready for his playdate, Nanny." He claims he scraped his knee, but I can't see anything. "Just quiet him down. My husband has a headache." She breezes past me to the stairs, rubbing her own temples. "Oh, and something's wrong with his cell. Check it, will you?" Mr. X screams from upstairs. "Where's my suitcase? What have you done with my suitcase?" Strains of a sobbing grayer ripple through the house as I reach for my sweatpants, finger throbbing back to life. I pick up Mr. X's cell phone. The caller ID shows that all the calls are coming from the X's apartment.